So then you went to school, and the first education was in San Diego?
Yes.
Elementary?
John J. Montgomery Elementary School in Otay, Chula Vista County. But Otay, just above the Tijuana border. That's where I went all the way to the fifth grade. My grandmother died when I was 10, and then we moved back into town. I was born in town, and at 4 years old, my folks moved out into the country.
And then junior high school there and high school?
Memorial Junior High and San Diego High School. I was student body president at San Diego High School, the oldest, largest school at that time in our town.
And you were involved in activities there in high school, singing or anything like that? Or?
Well, I was a thespian, which I was a part of the, our high school auditorium was the city auditorium before they built the convention center. Billy Graham actually spoke at we used to call it the Great Castle, seated about 3,000, I think. And we had an orchestra pit, and for all our musicals, Walter Stewart, we call him Wally Stewart, we'd have these big musicals, bells are ringing, Mame, all that kind of stuff. And I was in those plays, and we had to do original public addresses, extemporaneous speech, debate. I was involved in all that stuff. All of that was preparation.
Yep.
I didn't realize it at the time, but I was a student body president. It was 50% white, 20% black, 20% brown, Native, and about 10% otherwise. But it was the school, and I was very involved. That was in the 60s. Dr. King had been killed, and the Black Power movement had come out, the Free Flower Kids and Free Sex, and girls stopped wearing underclothes. And I remember like girdles and bras and things. And I remember how sinful I thought that was. But I was the student body president. I had to see all that guy sitting on the grass playing guitar, you know, LSD and all that stuff in the 60s. In all of that, I forged out some kind of self-identity around Christianity. Actually held Bible studies down in my office at San Diego High, was a student representative of the Board of Education, and hoped to one day be mayor of the city of San Diego. That was there before I was going to come to ORU. But I was very involved then.
So then your faith was important to you from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
And into high school, and mm-hmm. then you stood up for your faith in high school?
Yeah.
And they knew you to be... I suppose they called him you religious or whatever.
Mr.
You
know? Thornton, Frank Thornton, was the principal, and he liked me because I was a calmer. I would calm the tension around blacks and racism down, and they let me have Bible studies in my office in the mornings at the school. In fact, as the student representative, a man named Johnston, came to me because I took my Bible everywhere I went, and I would put it on the desk so they could actually see it. And so he came over to me, a white man named Mr. Johnston. He said, Carlton Pearson? I said, yes, sir. San Diego High School? Yes, sir. Notice you have your Bible there with you. I thought he was going to tell me I couldn't bring it. And I said, yes, sir. He said, I'm very proud of you. I like that. We're glad to have you a part of what we're doing here. You're doing a good job, son. And he encouraged me. Even into college, he sent a little money every once in a while when I came to ORU. I remember that experience. Obviously he was a Christian, but the racial tension with the Black Power thing, which started in San Diego, and then the riots out there after Dr. King was killed. There was so much tension, and I was constantly trying to calm African American people down from having riots on our campus. And so when I ran for student body president, my whole thing was togetherness. When I ran for mayor of Tulsa, it was one Tulsa. So I've always had this inclusion thing in my spirit as a child, all the way up to 66 years old.
Well, you might have faced a couple of kinds of prejudice because you're black. Did
yes.
you feel racism because
oh, yeah.
of that?
Oh, yes.
And did you carry your Bible in the halls of the high school, wherever you went?
I remember when briefcases came out, that was big time for especially black kids. I would carry mine in my briefcase, but prior to that, I would carry it out. I wanted people to see
it. So did kids make fun of you?
No. Most black kids were church-oriented. They went to the Baptist, the Methodist church. They all knew I was saved. That's the term they used, Carlton Pearson. I would go get my sisters from parties and take them home, and my little sisters when they were wearing, I remember when miniskirts came out, and I thought that was an anathema. So I pretty much had a reputation as being a very straight-arrowed Christian kid. And even when I was student body president, these gorgeous girls who were the homecoming queens, I had to judge if their dress was too short or too tight or whatever. Those girls trusted me. None of them ever liked me. They always went for the big macho football players. And they would bring all their problems to me for counseling.
Because you weren't threatening.
I wasn't threatening, no. I had to tell them they had too much cleavage or that the dress was too tight or short. And they didn't think anything of it. You know, I was thinking, Jesus, help me. But I was always disappointed that they never had any particular interest in me. I kept saying it's because I'm black, because they were all white. But they were very respectful, and I wish I knew where some of those girls were today.
What year did you graduate?
71.
In 71.
Mm-hmm.